Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about making Sunday sauce. It's a culinary adventure, folks.
Sounds delicious. So what's the secret to a truly great Sunday sauce?
Well, it all starts with the meat. Think tough, fatty cuts. Oxtail, ribs, lamb. Anything that benefits from low and slow cooking.
I see. So we're talking braising here. What about seasoning? Does that go on early?
Absolutely. Season each piece individually. It's not about flavoring the meat directly, since it'll simmer for hours, but getting the overall seasoning right in the final sauce. It's a volume thing, you see. It's like, making sure every instrument in an orchestra is tuned correctly, right?
Got it. So brown the meat, then what?
Don't overcrowd the pan. Avoid burning. Browning adds depth, but scorching is a flavor killer. Sausages are a classic addition. They bring a ton of flavor.
And they're relatively inexpensive, which is a plus for a dish like this.
Exactly. Speaking of saving money, have you heard of the Upside app? It's fantastic. You get cash back on gas, groceries, restaurants. Use code RAGUSIA and boom, extra cash back on your first purchase. It's a game changer, especially with grocery prices these days.
Wow, that's great to know. Now, back to the sauce. After browning the meat, what's the next step?
Veggies. Onions, carrots, garlic. Big chunks are fine, they'll melt down during the long cook. Deglaze the pan with the vegetable water. Don't let anything burn.
Deglazing is key for capturing all that flavor.
Exactly. Then the star of the show, crushed tomatoes. Two big cans, plus some water. Maybe some wine if you have it. I like adding a can of whole tomatoes too, for texture. Season it all up, remembering that we already seasoned the meat.
So the seasoning will distribute evenly throughout the sauce and the meat as it cooks.
You got it. Now here's a tip. Oven, 300 Fahrenheit. Low and slow for about 6 hours, or until the meat is fork tender. No stirring, no burning. It's foolproof.
Sounds incredibly easy. What about the pasta?
Rigatoni is my go-to. A nice chunky shape that holds up well to the sauce. While that's cooking, you can skim the fat off the sauce if you like, or just stir it back in. Me, I like it rich. Remove the meat, look out for bones, and give it a stir. It magically transforms into sauce.
Amazing. And what about the braised meat? It looks a little,
like a wet mop? I know, right? But don't worry. Crank up the oven, throw the meat back in, and crisp it up. A little vinegar and sugar in the sauce to brighten things up. Taste as you go, of course.
Genius. So meat crisped, pasta cooked, sauce ready. What's the final touch?
Drain the pasta, add some fresh basil to the sauce, and serve. You can shred the meat into the sauce, or let everyone grab their favorite chunks. It's a feast. By the way, my wife's reaction when she saw this? Priceless. Pure joy. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing this amazing Sunday sauce recipe and some great tips along the way.
My pleasure. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.
Goodbye.